The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, Disc 4.
Red versus White. You probably think I've completely fallen in love with white people and that I don't see anything good in Indians. Well, that's false. I love my big sister. I think she's double crazy and random. Ever since she moved, she sent me all these great Montana postcards, beautiful landscapes and beautiful Indians, buffalo, rivers, huge insects, great postcards. She still can't find a job, and she's still living in that crappy little trailer, but she's happy and working hard on her book. She made a New Year's resolution to finish her book by summertime. Her book is about hope, I guess. I think she wants me to share in her romance. I love her for that. And I love my mother and father and my grandma. Ever since I've been at Reardon and seen how great parents do their great parenting, I realized that my folks are pretty good. Sure, my dad has a drinking problem and my mom can be a little eccentric, but they make sacrifices for me. They worry about me. They talk to me. And best of all, they listen to me. I've learned that the worst thing a parent can do is ignore their children. And trust me, there are plenty of Reardon kids who get ignored by their parents. There are white parents, especially fathers, who never come to the school. They don't come for their kids' games, concerts, plays, or carnivals. I'm friends with some white kids, and I've never met their fathers. That's absolutely freaky. On the res, you know every kid's father, mother, grandparents, dog, cat, and shoe size. I mean, yeah, Indians are screwed up, but we're really close to each other. We know each other. Everybody knows everybody. But despite the fact that Reardon is a tiny town, people can still be strangers to each other. I've learned that white people, especially fathers, are good at hiding in plain sight. I mean, yeah, my dad would sometimes go on a drinking binge and be gone for a week, but those white dads can completely disappear without ever leaving the living room. They can just blend into their chairs. They become their chairs.